This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson. Here's something to think about.
Earlier, President Donald Trump had his first meeting with another head of state in this term, and that was with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And obviously, there's a tremendous amount of conflict and tragedy that's happening in the Middle East because Israel remains under attack. Why does that matter to us here in the United States? Let's talk about that. I'm Mike Ferguson. There is a new book out, and I'm going to tell you about it here in just a little bit. It's called The Wake-Up Call, Global Jihad and the Rise of Anti-Semitism in a World Gone Mad, and it was written by Israel Ellis, who joins me right now. And Israel, thanks for being on the program here. I want to get to the book in just a little bit, especially connecting, you know, that global jihad and the rise of anti-Semitism. But let me talk about the meeting with Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu and why it's so important that we have the White House and we have Israel maintaining those lines of communication and maintaining that conversation on here, because there are people in this country who are basically going to say the United States should be neutral in all things, even though Israel's adversaries are so closely tied with Islamic terrorism. Let's start with the basic foundation. Why is it that we need to have that solid relationship with Israel from the United States?
Mike, thank you very much for having me on your show today. And I think that the U.S. foreign policy reflects, obviously, the security interests of the United States and therefore affects Americans. We've seen tragedy strike in our backyard. I don't have to think back further than the terrible tragedy of January 1st that happened in New Orleans, when a seemingly unsuspecting Marine, I believe a former Marine, took a truck and just, you know, sort of used that as a weapon to many people were injured and some killed. And it's really important for us to analyze that, because what happened there is that you have somebody who, for whatever reason, is disenfranchised, and then that person is radicalized. And then that person gets it in their head that they're going to go ahead and do this. And it looks like it's a lone wolf attack, but the truth is that's just a red herring, because it's not a lone wolf attack. These are coordinated attacks by Iran. And the importance of the Middle East relationship is protecting Americans at home, because America needs the intelligence that Israel has closely gathered by where this is coming from. A lot of this is coming out of Iran, that is recruiting these jihadists through their policy of global jihad. And so at the end of the day, I think it's extremely important from a security interest that the relationship is with Israel. Israel is the only standing true democracy in the Middle East. The other two things I'll talk about is economic impact on sort of the energy markets and technology markets, that it's very important that there is stabilization of relationships in Israel and in the Middle East, because you've got energy providers in the Middle East, and that gets disrupted by all of this, you know, sort of terrorism that's going on. Right now, we have a situation in the Red Sea with Yemen, which is a major shipping port, that is where you've got these Houthis, which are, again, another proxy of Iran. And they're launching missiles at Israel, but they're also launching missiles at American-owned vessels. And that is disrupting freight and goods that are coming to Americans, and it's increasing costs. And if that strait has to close, if that route is closed, it's going to increase costs by as much as 30%. You know, a lot of focus is on tariffs right now, but forget about, you know, tariffs. What about the cost of getting goods? And so all of that security needs to be figured out. And again, that is a very important part. Israel is a major player in the region to allow American forces to sort of land and to operate out of there and to work within the region. So it's a very complex relationship of many players within the region. And I think that's a lot of that's going to have impact on the discussions that are happening, or that have happened, between Trump and Netanyahu.
Which is a shift in U.S. approach to this, because under the Biden administration, the focus seemed to be peace, 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 ceasefire, ceasefire, ceasefire. And the pressure was put on Israel to take their foot off the gas when it comes to clearing out terrorists who were obviously killing their people.
Yeah.
Trump putting a 90-day ban on funding to UNRWA because we found people in UNRWA who were actively working with Hamas, among some others. So what kind of message through the region, actionable message, does this shift in approach from one administration to the next send?
Sure. I love the way you said sort of this Biden peace, peace, peace. I'm going to replace that with disillusion, disillusion, disillusion. The idea that we're going to be able to negotiate a diplomatic peaceful settlement with terrorists is completely disillusioned. We've seen that. Israel has been forced into a situation of trading peace for prosperity in that it has been forced to accommodate this UNRWA, which is one of the greatest scams of all times, dealing with the non-refugee Palestinian crisis that has been created for the purpose of victimizing and creating chaos and havoc in the region. We are best served as a world, but Americans are best served when there's a stable region in the Middle East, because there's a lot of natural resources that are coming out of the Middle East. And there certainly is also needs to be coordinated efforts against terrorism and against these people that who are radicalized and who are on the global mission, the global jihad of sort of this jihadist vision, because we're the lovers of life. They're the lovers of death. And the theory of mad, which I call my book, is a world gone mad. I'm talking about mutual assured destruction. The idea, the political theory of mad does not apply in the consequence of diplomatic relationships when you're dealing with people where life is not the first priority. So I would say that, you know, there's a lot of disillusionment when it came to the Biden administration coming in there immediately, you know, releasing funds back into UNRWA, you know, giving Iran the opportunity to have that flow of cash. The disillusionment is, where do you think all that money is going? That money is going right into funding the very terrorism that is threatening the lives of Americans. So yes, the relationship between Israel and America is extremely important. The idea of reigniting the Abraham Accords, for the first time in 75 years, we're looking at an opportunity to have peaceful coexistence between the region and all the neighbors. So Trump has said he's going to do it. He's an individual. President Trump is an individual that walks the talk and is a no-nonsense player out there. And he realizes what that business impact means, what that security impact means. And so he's doing what he needs to do. And I'm really looking forward to sort of what his administration is going to be able to do for the region in the next 4 years, because prosperity and security of the Middle East and getting rid of this terrorism, and, you know, ultimately it's going to come out to Iran, and removing the Iranian regime is utmost important, because they're the biggest sponsor of terror. But this is going to create prosperity for America. This is going to create greater security for America. So these meetings and this cooperation, this coordination, and the money that's being spent in the Middle East is extremely important for American interests.
We are visiting with Israel Ellis. The book is called The Wake-Up Call, Global Jihad and the Rise of Anti-Semitism in a World Gone Mad. It's available now. People want to connect with you to learn more about the book. They find you social media website where?
Yeah, so you can get me at our website, learn about us at israelellis.com. You can also search The Wake-Up Call, Global Jihad and the Rise of Anti-Semitism in a World Gone Mad on Amazon. There's some very important messages, and there's some very important observations about how October 7th happened and where the aftermath and the, you know, at the crossroads of the aftermath and where it leads us as a world to deal with global jihad and the threat of jihadism in our backyard. So I think a very informative book, a well-cited, well-researched, worked really hard at it. And I really want to hear feedback from people who read it. Again, if you look up The Wake-Up Call with comma Ellis on Amazon, you'll get to it right away. And you can always go to our website and learn more about us at israelellis.com.
All right, Israel, great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Just ahead, in today's technology terms, have we had another Sputnik moment where the U.S. needs to get on the ball and get caught up, but this time to China? We're talking about DeepSeek and what that could mean to our security, just ahead here on American Viewpoints.